Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Yours truly, the purveyor of common sense. The Ron Kelly Show is a headquarters for plain old common sense. Because, you know, when you get right down to it, what do you rely on in the end? That good old common sense. And the Ron Kelly Show reminds everyone not to forget to use your good old common sense. 4 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Glad to have you here. Thank you so much for joining me today. The numbers are going up. I appreciate it. You can get at me. It's actually Facebook page is exploding. And thank you, everyone, for indulging me here for the headquarters of Common Sense. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you once again, everybody. It's Memorial Day weekend is here, and everybody's going to be jumping on the roads pretty soon. Please, please don't drink and drive, everyone. And if you have to drink, let somebody drive you around. Don't be responsible for someone else's death or dismemberment. Please. I urge you and everyone who's listening to the program and for this weekend, don't drink and drive, please. There are innocent people out there who want to live and are not ready to go yet. And you should not be the purveyor of death by going out there drinking and driving. So once again, please, I can't implore you enough not to drink and drive. Okay, everybody, thanks so much. It's the Ron Kelly Show once again. Yeah, I saw a video on Facebook about this little white kid. Was just did Michael Jackson better than anybody I've ever seen. He was spectacular. This kid, he's a red-haired white boy. And see, people emphasize the fact that he's white, you know, that white people can't move. Well, this boy can move, okay? This boy can move. The video has been being passed around. I saw it on Facebook. Some high school kid who does Michael Jackson to the T, almost as if he was Michael Jackson himself. You see it on Facebook. You can post to my Facebook page. Let me know what you think. It's the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook. 5,100 Facebook followers. Thank you, everybody, for following me on the Ron Kelly Show. You know, because I tell the truth. I'm going to tell you like it is. I'm not going to cut corners. I'm not going to soften things up a bit for you. I'm going to let you know the truth, because it's the truth that shall set you free. Got a lot to talk about today. The racist police commissioner, and I'm so tired of talking about these things. I mean, this is getting to be a side job with these disrespectful rants against the President of the United States. And I tweeted the other day on Ron Kelly Show on Twitter, tweeted that, you know, it doesn't. If you're a patriot, you want to call yourself a patriot, I'm a patriot, I love my country, it shouldn't matter who the President is. The President is the President. I mean, I wasn't the biggest fan of George Bush, George W. Bush, not at all, or his father. But, you know, had I met either one of them, I would have given them the respect that they deserve, because after all, this man is the President of the United States. And this police chief did resign. I'm not even going to say his name. He resigned after calling the President the N-word. He was overheard at a local cafe calling the President the N-word, and saying, complaining that you're always seeing this effing N-word on television. And somebody, you know, heard. Now, this is someone overheard it and told another person, and it got back to the municipality, people who run the town. And see, and this is a town where there's only like 20 black people and the rest are white. And this is a town of like 4,000 or 5,000 people. And most of the white people were calling for this man's head. Mostly the white folks, because there weren't enough black folks to get anything done, as is usually the case here in the United States of America, and not for the lack of effort, just the lack of numbers. And so he did eventually resign. He didn't get fired. You know, he just stepped down, but he stood by what he said. He said, "Yeah, I called him. I said it. You know what?" And Valley wouldn't step down, but I guess there must have been a backdoor meeting, and he did eventually step down. And yeah, you know, I'm getting, you know, so you know, at some point I'm going to just stop talking about it, because you know, racism in this country is never going to go away. It's never going to go away. Never. There's always going to be some racist people. And I'm not talking about just racial black against white, but white against black, rather, but black people are racist, too, against some white folks. Don't like them for whatever reason, because of the slave trade or Willie Lynch or whatever the case may be. You know, it's always going to be here. So prepare yourselves. Right on the heels of Donald Sterling, here comes Mark Cuban, billionaire owner of the Dallas Mavericks and one of the sharks on the Shark Tank, the program where you go on with your idea and they steal it from you. Basically, that's what happens on the Shark Tank. They steal your idea from you. Now, you come up with the idea, they'll buy half of your company for $20. Well, the whole idea behind Shark Tank is you go before these five millionaires, multimillionaires, billionaires, whatever, and you pitch your product. See, instead of them giving you money, they purchase a percentage of your company. So they make money off everybody that comes in there, unless you got some crazy idea like the one guy who wanted to implant a phone in your head. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I was watching it one night because I do think it's kind of fun to watch. And one guy had an idea where he wanted to implant your cell phone in your head. And one of the sharks goes, "Well, what happens if you get a new cell phone?" And he says, "Well, you got to take the old one out." And they just laughed the guy off the stage. So, but this is what happened. So Mark Cuban, one of the sharks — I didn't really want to talk about the Shark Tank, but it's kind of a fun show to watch. Mark Cuban, in an interview, says that if he saw an African-American in a hoodie, he'll cross the street. Now, he didn't say if the person had the hood on or off. Now, he didn't say anything about that, whether the person had the hood on or off, which would have made a difference to me, you know. As an African American, if I was walking down the street now, if you had the hood on and it's nighttime, I might be a little bit apprehensive about that. So, but people are railing against Mark Cuban because of what he said. Now, the other part of the second part of that sentence was that he said that if he saw a skinhead, tattoos on his face and all, skinhead walking down the street, he'd cross back to the other side. That's what he said. And see, these are realities. This is the reality of America. Because if I saw a skinhead with tattoos all on his body, I mean, I'd cross the street, but I'll damn well be ready for him. And with the hoodie as well. See, these are the realities of this country today. You know, we make everything out to be racist. Donald Sterling's statement was racist. Now, there's no doubt about that. But Mark Cuban, I was perusing some of the social media networks today, and there were many black folks who said, "Yeah, I would cross the street too." But see, this is reality of life in the hood, so to speak. This is reality, because you living in the hood, there's an outstanding chance that you're going to get robbed. Living in the hood, it's just a possibility. And the MO of the a lot of these thieves, you know, they put the hoodie on and they tie it, you know, they tie it as tight as they could around their face. So it's almost like a mask. This is reality. This isn't, you know, just somebody's, you know, opinion. And that's reality. Because even myself, you know, I don't live in quote-unquote black neighborhood or minority or depressed neighborhood anymore. But when I did, I had to be very aware of my surroundings and what was going on. And I'm no racist. I love my people. But I had to watch my back when I'm around my people. It's painful to say, but, you know, it's true. Now, the neighborhood I live in today is there are lots of white people here, and I'm not that concerned about them. So that's the problem. See, I'm going to talk about this other thing in a little bit about how we turned our blind eye to crimes and the murders that are committed on them by African Americans on African Americans by African Americans. That's something that we pass by. See, we talk about police brutality and all these other things, but blacks kill more blacks than anybody than white supremacists, than the police, than wars. Black people kill more black people. See, this is the thing that these so-called activists pass by. I forgot to put that in my promo. But we're going to talk about that, too. In one of the segments here, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how blacks kill blacks and black kill murder, you know, brutalize, and nobody talks about it. Nobody. It's like it's okay. It's like the N-word. It's all right for us to say it, but you can't say it. And with the murders, it's all right for us to kill ourselves, but you can't kill us. So we'll talk about that later on in the show today, the Ron Kelly Show, on blogtalkradio.com. Every Friday afternoon, 4 p.m., my people, it's the birthplace of common sense at the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today. Memorial Day weekend. Am I going somewhere? Yes, I am. As soon as the show is over, I'm out of here. Hopefully the traffic isn't that bad. And, hey, maybe I'll see you out there somewhere. Anyway, in any case, so Mark Cuban, well, he didn't get as much, there wasn't that much of an uproar about Mark Cuban than there was about Donald Sterling, because Mark Cuban, and the other thing about Mark Cuban is that, you know, the media sometimes only plays the first part or the controversial part. And when I was first made aware of this story, all I heard was Mark Cuban saying, or what everyone was touting, was that Mark Cuban said that he would cross the street if he saw a black person in the hood. They know what, you know, now everybody wasn't so forthcoming to talk about the second half of the sentence where he said that he would cross the street if a skinhead was on the other side of the street, he would cross back over. See, that part got left out. You know, that part got left out. So do I, and to close that out, I mean, do I blame Mark Cuban? No. No, because, and many African-Americans, whether they'll admit it or not, will, if they see another black person of a suspicious nature, they are going to be concerned, more so than they would of a white person. And that's just the way it is. That's just the reality of the way things are. You can't get around that. You know, like earlier I said in the program, me myself personally, I am apprehensive under certain circumstances in certain neighborhoods. Yes, I am. And I'm not afraid to admit that. Yes, I am. So we'll probably hear more about Mark Cuban. I don't think they'll be rushing the judgment to make him sell the team. But in the way and I heard what he said, and I wasn't offended by what he said. Neither was Stephen A., my boy, Stephen A. Smith. Well, you can hear this. Stephen A. Smith, Ryan Rucco on ESPN Radio in New York, here in New York, from 1 to 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And even Stephen A. Smith said that he wasn't offended by what Mark Cuban said. So this is just reality of things. In any case, a little bit later on, we'll talk, and we'll ask a question, ladies and gentlemen. We'll ask a question: does your level of education determine what TV shows you watch? I think it does, and I'll tell you why when we get to that segment, probably after the break. We'll talk about that. I think it does, you know, because I have friends and I know people who didn't go that far in school, and they like to watch certain things. I'm not going to get into it right now. We're going to talk about that, though. We'll talk about that for sure, I promise you. And we'll talk about black-on-black crime, the catchphrase. And why are activists and these folks want to concentrate on police brutality and these things, which does bear addressing, absolutely. People should be concerned about police brutality. People should be concerned about these laws that shield people from killing other innocent, unarmed people. Stand your ground. People should be concerned about that. But no one's paying attention to black-on-black crime. We'll talk about that after we go to a break. Anyways, more Memorial Day weekend, everybody. I'm definitely getting out of here and trying to see who's barbecuing. Since I live in an apartment, I don't live in a house anymore, so I can't do any barbecuing. I'm not going to do it in the parking lot. People driving past and interrupting my flow, so that I'm not going to do. But I'm going to break out of here sometime today and make it on down to the shore or someplace and get some R&R, some rest and relaxation. You can, yeah, because it's a big deal. But you can catch me on Wednesday nights with my partner in crime, Princess Love Mills, relationship coach and author of the book called Don't Skip Your Stuff Away. And just the Princess and the Bad Boy talk radio program, Bad Boy being yours truly, Ron Kelly, host of the Ron Kelly Show. And the show is it's the B&B show, and just redefine love and relationships. Now imagine that, me trying to redefine love or relationship. So you need to watch. You need to listen. At some point you will watch Freudian Slip. You need to check it out. It's Wednesday night, 8 p.m. It's the Princess and the Bad Boy Talk Radio program. Princess Love Mills, yours truly, Ron Kelly, and Dr. Susanna Flores, who's traveling right now. Wasn't able to be on the show with us last Wednesday. We'll catch up with her probably this Wednesday coming, the 29th, I believe, of somewhere around there, 28th of May, 2014. Jeez, where am I at? Okay, everybody, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and we'll talk, and I will educate you, as I do every week, right here. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. BIRKETT Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A+ rating.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more.
Are you ready? More
of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, it is. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's the birthplace. It's the headquarters. It's the cradle, if you will, of good old common sense, the Ron Kelly Show. Friday afternoons, 4 p.m., blogtalkradio.com, / Ron Kelly Show. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon. I really, really appreciate it. And please continue to listen to the Ron Kelly Show. There's a report out on PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and it's for children who live in depressed areas, violent neighborhoods. And what the study has said, I'm paraphrasing, what the study has said was that kids who live in violent neighborhoods. Now, the kids are being misdiagnosed, is what the basis of the report says. I'll have it for you in a second. I just gotta get it up. I mean, pull it up. And the report basically says that kids are being diagnosed with ADHD and these type of things, kids from the hood, so to speak, when they're actually suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, because I wouldn't want to be a kid today. I definitely wouldn't want to be a kid today, because being a kid today is probably much, much more pressurized than it was, you know, when I was a kid, like in the 80s and stuff, you know, late 70s, early 80s, when I was a kid. And you know, because I was a kid, the world, or the hood even, was nothing like it is today. There weren't any drive-bys. People weren't getting shot down for nothing. And people weren't getting shot, for that matter. You know, it was more of a family atmosphere. If I did something wrong and somebody else's mother saw it, I would get beat. You know, I would get beat all the way home. And my mother wouldn't say anything, because they all had a little agreement. So today's, you know, especially in the hood, because a hood is a rough camp. And I don't, many of my listeners have never lived in a hood. Some of you have never been to the hood. But I will tell you, it's a rough camp to live there, because death is all around you, actually. Now, I know some of you out there are going to say, oh, the hood's not that bad. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. When you watch the first 48, watch the first 48 for a few weeks, and see these kids are getting killed, black kids are getting killed left and right, and these people who are getting killed have little brothers and sisters, some of them who actually see the body, some of them who see the killing, because the murderers, gang members, and what have you, they don't care. As a fact, they'll shoot into a crowd. And they don't care who gets hit. The people who get hit, they used to call them mushrooms. Because, you know, remember the video game Centipede, where you would have to, you shoot the worm, but you shoot whatever's in front of the worm in order to shoot the worm. Well, these drug these I don't want to associate them with. Yeah, the drug dealers and these gang members, they don't care who gets hit. So if there's 10 people standing around the target, they're going to keep shooting, and regardless of who gets hit. So it wasn't like that back in the day. We didn't have guns. We didn't carry guns back in the day. So living in today's hood is dangerous. And see, and again, these people who are getting killed, these young men who are getting killed have little brothers and sisters, some who may have even witnessed the killing or have seen the body. And it affects them. It affects them. Just like war. Because many of these neighborhoods are like war zones. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not, you know, I don't mean to sound critical. If I do, you know, I don't mean to sound critical. But the hood is the hood. It's very, very dangerous. Not just for other ethnicities who come through there, but for black people ourselves. It's dangerous. It's mostly dangerous for us, as we're the ones that have to live there. So these predators will prey on whoever comes through. You know, white people are not going to be strolling through the hood on a summer night. So these criminals are going to grab whoever they can grab, and unfortunately, for the most part, it's a person of their own color. So so the kids are traumatized by this. And, you know, I mean, jumping into the bathtub when gunfire goes off. They know why they're in that bathtub. And it might not be just necessarily the outside things, but it's, you know, things of the family, drugs. You know, someone on drugs, the mother, the father, broken homes. All of these things affect kids. And according to the study, these kids have been being misdiagnosed, where they should have been diagnosed. ADHD, you know, the attention disorder. That's the first thing they you know, because the kid's not paying attention. The kid's not paying attention because he's traumatized by something else. So, you know, the what people do in the hood, it has a cascade effect. It affects everybody. So, this is the thing. Now, I'm trying to pull up this article. I don't see it here. I'm trying to pull it up. I've been trying to pull it up for the last 10 minutes. But yes, this report is right on, dead on accurate, I think. Because a lot of these kids don't really have ADHD. They're just traumatized. Living in the hood is no joke. Living in the hood is no joke. So I find this article to be very, extremely helpful, because it explains, because kids are being misdiagnosed. They're being treated for something that they don't have. You know, they get treated for something that they don't have, when they're actually traumatized from living in hood. So this is something we have to remember, you know. People have to remember. I mean, but these thugs, or whoever they are, they're not going to think about the harm they're causing. But the parents out there who has a child, see, and kids, you know, another thing is so important to have. If you're going to have a relationship with your kid, you know, they'll talk to you, because kids see things and things happen, and they won't say anything. Because I urge all the parents out there that, you know, they slap these labels on these kids real quick and send them off on their way when they may not have the disease that they're talking about. There could be something else that's wrong. And most, for the most part, that's what these this report is saying, if I could ever find it. So, for the parents who have children who've been diagnosed with ADHD, may bear another look. It may bear another look. So definitely, if you have a child and your child has been diagnosed with ADHD, it could really be PTSD. So, definitely have the kid re-diagnosed. But, you know, I'm surprised that why didn't anybody... why didn't anybody talk about this earlier? Why wasn't this discussed earlier? Because and the parents too. The parents haven't been banding together like they should have. They haven't been. Many of them accept the diagnosis and move on. Oh, my son's got ADHD. When he may not. It's just like a soldier. You know, a soldier in war, you can make it through and not even get a scratch, but you are totally messed up because of what you saw. The kids see people get beat up and stomped on and robbed, killed in the hood. You know, they see that stuff, and it does affect them. It really does affect them. So that's the hit. You have to have your kid re-diagnosed. No. And a little bit later on in the program, we'll talk about crime in the hood and why doesn't anyone say anything about it? You know, Reverend Al Sharpton, greatly admire, a great deal of respect for Reverend Al Sharpton. But many of these people, you know, you don't hear them say anything. Because we've got a problem in our own neighborhood. It has nothing to do with the police. I mean, yes, there is there are issues with the justice system that need to be straightened out. Yes, there are laws that have been passed that need to be, adjustments need to be made. But we've created our own problem here. And everyone's turning a blind eye. We'll talk about that in the next segment. Right here on the Ron Kelly Show. I understand that American Idol. I understand there was another winner. The 13th one. 13th American Idol winner. I think only one has really made it. Carrie Underwood was one of the early winners who actually went somewhere. I mean, was probably the most popular idol, I believe, was Carrie Underwood. And some of them just disappeared. I wonder, you know, what the purpose of the show now, because you got America's Got Talent, with my radio brethren, Howard Stern, and you have The Voice. So there's a couple other shows on there now besides American Idol. The only time American Idol was it, you know, in 2001. But that's not the case anymore. So I think it's time for the idol to shuffle off. Because, you know, again, Carrie Underwood, I believe Carrie Underwood was the most famous idol you know, and then you, of course, you have Fantasia, who is still relevant, who's on Broadway. She wasn't as big as Carrie Underwood, but Fantasia's holding her own. Reuben Studdard, well, we know what happened to Reuben Studdard. He, you know, he kind of fizzled out. And he had one old idol. I guess he was 40 and change. You know, I think that some of the second place winners have done better than the first place winners. You know, Clay Aiken running for Congress. His opponent died. How much more convenient could that be? His opponent died, so now he's running all on his own. So, yeah, congratulations to whoever he was. Hope you get a career. See, because the problem with American Idol and shows like that, see, it's not so much that you can sing. That's just the half of it. Yeah, you got to have a talent. But, you know, you have to know how to be a star. You know, many of the people who have won American Idol did not know how to be a star. They didn't have the star power. They didn't have it, the other half. They had the talent, but they didn't have the star. They didn't have the star quality, I should say. They didn't have it. Reuben didn't have it. You know, many of the other people who won American Idol didn't have it. They said Carrie Underwood's doing great. Fantasia, you know, she's holding her own. She's on Broadway. But the rest of them, where did they go? Who can name the last three idols? Nobody. Maybe, I don't even think that the host can name the last three idols. Who knows? Who cares? But I'm saying that there was a winner crowned last night. Good luck. Hope you know. I think going on American Idol kills your career. It doesn't make it better. It kind of kills it. You know, hey, I don't want to be a star. I'll go on American Idol to make sure I wind up not being one. But, yeah. Ryan Seacrest sang last night. Sounded horrible. But he's got plenty of money. He's got a TV show. He's got his own radio show. He's doing quite well for himself, so I guess he can sound bad singing a song. In any case, it's two quarters have passed here on the Ron Kelly Show. It's Facebook.com/Ron Kelly Show is the Facebook page. Post your question, your comment, whatever you care to. On Twitter, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And you can also listen to the Ron Kelly Show on Stitcher.com, where all the radio talk shows are there, including mine. So you sift through the nonsense, and you'll find me on there, Stitcher.com. And, yeah, Facebook, Stitcher, Twitter, I'm all over the place. You can check me out. Also, theronkellyshow.com. Oh, I almost forgot the website that I paid so much money for, theronkellyshow.com, where you can check me out. There's a blog and commentary. I know it needs to be updated. Don't remind me. And you can buy Ron Kelly Show merchandise there. Do drop in. It's www.theronkellyshow.com. That's www.theronkellyshow.com. Okay, when we come back, we'll talk about television and do the dumber people watch reality shows and ghetto nonsensical stuff, and the smarter people watch news shows and documentaries, or is it just a habit or a choice that you make? We'll take a break and we'll come right back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. On blogtalkradio.com. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called, speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun, Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudge nut bar. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a need in talk radio. And one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching out of society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on YourTalkRadio.com. Now, back with more.
Are
more,
you ready?
More of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, my buddy Al. Al showing voiceovers. Who made that little ditty? Al Shaw is my homeboy from Florida. Al Shaw voiceovers. If you want a jazz show, radio show up, you know, get in touch with my man Al. Facebook, DJAC at AOL.com. DEE. JAYAC at, what did I say, AOL.com? Yeah, DJ, spell it out, DEEJAYAC at AOL.com. Be specific, let him know what you need, he'll make it for you, and he'll charge you too. My homeboy, DJAC, down in the MIA. All right, everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show. It's about a few minutes before the hour. The phone number here is 347-426-3214. Shouts out to my new friend Paco. I think it was Paco or Pablo. I'm sorry if you're listening, Paco. That was in Escondido, California. He called into the program last week because he wanted to talk to people about what was going on in California with the wildfires that were going down last week. And I haven't updated myself on what's gone on so far, but shout out to him and the folks out there in California, many who listen to the Ron Kelly Show. I appreciate it, and shout out to them, and hopefully everything's okay. I know some houses were lost, and and there's some suspicion going on that the fires may have been started, and that just outrageous. Because when those fires get started, they just go forever. And they drop water on me and stuff, but it's kind of like dropping, shooting a pea shooter at a battleship as far as, like, defeating the fire. For the most part, they just go out themselves, or if it rains real hard, the rain puts them out. That's kind of water you need, the water that only God can provide. All right? There's a few minutes left to the program. There's about 15 minutes left to the program, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Ron Kelly Show on Facebook, Handle Your Business, Twitter. And theronkellyshow.com is the official website of the Ron Kelly Show. You can go and order your Ron Kelly Show merchandise. All right. I've often thought about this. Does your level of education determine what shows you watch? And I think they do. That's no disrespect to anybody. I think that they do. Because I observe people and what they watch, and people who of a lesser intelligence, well, not a lesser intelligence, but who haven't gone that far in school will watch things. And see, people are going to watch what they can understand, basically. You're going to watch what you can understand. You're not going to watch Cosmos, where they talk about space and light years and space travel and these type of things. And if you don't understand it, if you haven't gone that far, all right, everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show. I was disconnected there for a while. I'm like, wait a minute, something's wrong here. I apologize, everybody, and Block Talk Radio, you are definitely on the way out. 10 minutes before the hour. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me this afternoon. And I was talking about education and how education, your education level affects what you watch on television. I happen to believe that that's true because you're only going to watch what you understand. You watch what you understand. You watch what you understand. And I think that, for some people, those reality shows, Duck Dynasty or whatever, that's what they understand. Now, that's not to say that somebody who didn't finish high school doesn't watch the C-SPAN, nor is that to say that someone who has a PhD doesn't watch Duck Dynasty. But I think for the most part that my theory is correct. I mean, when am I ever wrong, I think for the most part my theory is correct that people watch what they can understand. I do think that intelligence level does correlate with what you watch on TV. 347-426-3214. That's when I noticed I was off the air. When I went to give the guest, I went to get the call-in number and it wasn't there. That's how I knew I was off the air. I was like, wait a minute, something's wrong here. And so I didn't know, but I apologize to everybody who was wondering what happened to me. This is what happens when you're on these type of stations where things where it can go wrong, will go wrong. But one day we're all going to be on Sirius and we'll be on the... will be syndicated where you can listen to the show in the car at work. Yes. Nobody else believes it. I certainly do. All right. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. About 8 minutes before the hour, everybody. And I really appreciate you indulging us today with the show. I appreciate it. Now, here's a study. Now, I'm going to just touch on the PTSD thing for 1 second. Now, there's a study from the study is boys report PTSD when moved out of poverty. Now, this is a different one. Now, in the 1990s, the federal government launched a program to get single mothers out of public housing and into more affluent areas. Now, in the 1990s, the U.S. government embarked on an ambitious social experiment to try to help people get out of poverty. The Moving to Opportunity program gave housing vouchers to single mothers so they could raise their kids in areas with better job prospects and better schools. The hope was the families would thrive. Now, a new study in the Journal of American Medical Association finds that boys from these families did not thrive. They found that the move took a toll on their emotional well-being, a toll not experienced by girls. Now, the kids who originally lived in inner-city public housing and high-poverty areas, and the kids who were studied into report were no older than 8 when the intervention started, but the average age was 3. And the expectation was that these families and these kids would do better in more affluent areas, but they did not. They did not. The hope was that originally that the educational opportunities for the kids would increase because of better schools, that the opportunities for the parents finding jobs would increase because they moved to places where they were, where there were higher employment rates, so that in the long run, the kids, as they moved out, would have better socioeconomic achievement than they would have otherwise. Now, here's the problem with that. Now, you're going to take somebody out of the hood who may not have gone too far in school. We're talking about the parents, for example. Now, the hope was, you know, the opportunities for the parents finding jobs would increase. Now, you're going to take somebody who might have dropped out in eighth grade. How are their job prospects going to increase? Unless they're given some kind of education. See, this is the problem with, that's the problem with that, taking people out of the hood and dropping them into Mayberry and expecting them to do well. And the kids get PTSD. You know what? They go in school with kids who have money, and, you know, kids can be vicious. And the kids probably leaned on them. You know, they were black kids from the hood. They didn't know no better. And these kids were cultured and had money and these type of things. And that created stress for the kid who was pulled out of the hood and dropped into a different environment. So the boys were more – now, the girls were fine, but the boys were more depressed. They were more likely to have post-traumatic stress disorder. They were more likely to have conduct problems. If they were in families that offered vouchers, they were more likely to have conduct problems if they were in families that offered that were offered vouchers than in the control group that wasn't involved in any kind of move. Okay, the young men that made the move to the MOI fluid area tended to be more depressed and had more mental health problems compared to kids who stayed behind in poverty-stricken areas. Why would that, why would that, and you ask yourself, why would that be? Why would that be? Why would a kid put into a remarkably better situation would do bad? See, that's the thing, because that kid isn't prepared for that type of situation. See, the problem with this experiment, which is what it was, there was no prep time. You know, the kids weren't prepared. The parents weren't prepared. They just scooped them up and dropped them into an affluent suburban neighborhood, which was stressful for the family because they didn't have the social graces that the affluent families had. They didn't have the money, and you know, they didn't have the trappings of affluence. You know, they were poor black folks that were dropped into affluent areas. So of course there was going to be some trauma, and I'm surprised that the government, United States government, would do something like that without preparing the people for the change. Because somebody from the hood is not going to turn into a stockbroker overnight because they moved from MLK Boulevard to some shady lane. So it should have been no surprise that this experiment was going to go haywire. It should have been no surprise at all. None. It's just, you know, it just goes to show the level of misunderstanding. The United States government is always trying things. See, that's the quick way. Pull them out of the hood, throw them into an affluent area, and because they're around affluent people, they will become affluent themselves. No, they get even worse. Because you know what? People are going to be comfortable wherever that is. And those people were probably more comfortable in the hood with the dangers and everything else than they were in the affluent areas, because now you got to change. Guess what? Now you have to change. So it should have been no surprise, no shock at all that these people did not pass the test. It should not have been a surprise whatsoever. The field work, and then they had the field workers go and watch the kids. It's like, you know, it's just like, you know, ant farm, or you know, putting a hamster in a wheel. It's just no different. We're talking about human beings. The United States government is experimenting with them. How crazy is that? And this is in the 90s. And the program was formed to get single mothers out of public housing. Can you spell job training? Give me a break. I'll talk about this. I'm interested in that. We'll talk about that. We'll talk more about these issues in upcoming Ron Kelly shows. So that's it, everybody. It's Memorial Day weekend. I hope you have a great time. Be safe. We don't want to read about you. We definitely don't want to read about you, so be safe. Don't try to drink and drive. Please, designate a driver to make sure you get home safely. Everybody, take care of yourself. Have a great weekend. Drive safely. Take care of yourselves. And we'll see you back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, everybody, take care of yourself again. I can't stress that enough. And remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Take care, everybody. I am out of here.